Hey guys, Pastor Burton here with a quick bite, just to kind of make things a little clearer on some questions that have been coming in. Now, I'm going to go through these in a certain order, and there's a particular reason for it because I'm actually, building to something here, which it's great. It's good news. It's a great plan altogether, and I think you're going to like it. The first question is, and I'll explain where this stemmed from. The first question is, I heard you were recently ordained. I thought you already were. And the answer to this is yes and yes. I have been ordained for a number of years. I've had ordination under a couple of different organizations. That has not changed. Now, with that said, certain churches, in order to recognize people as being part of their staff, as like a staff pastor or anything like that, they have to meet certain guidelines in order to be recognized as such. And for the last couple of years, of course, I've been leading the veterans ministry at Cross Christian Fellowship, Route 66, and I've recently become, over the last little over a year, more involved. I took over as music director, and I've been stepping into other shoes as well. And in order for them to officially recognize me as one of their pastors, I was ordained within their bylaws and their guidelines. So this is an additional ordination on top of what I've already had for years and years, which is a great thing. It's just the Lord opening another door, which is absolutely wonderful. Okay, with that said, the next question is, well, what does that mean for this ministry? Well, that just means that this ministry is going to be able to reach that many more people. It's not going anywhere, right? I started this ministry over a decade ago. Where I go, it goes. It follows me everywhere. How it's going to get wrapped in, I'm not sure yet. However, the podcast and everything is going to remain the same. The veterans outreach is going to remain, in place as well. That's not going anywhere. What it does mean is more than likely my preaching on Sundays, which is happening more and more so, there at Cross Christian Fellowship, more likely it's probably going to be what you're going to be hearing on the podcast here a little bit more regular, on top of regular episodes like this week, and have been mixed in there as well, right? The things that you all have come to know me for. Now, what all is going on there that's prompted all these changes? Well, it's quite simply this. Pastor Mark, who I love, he was there for my wedding. Our wives, have known each other for years as well. He moved south of Albuquerque. He has a new property that he's looking to start a new ministry at, down closer to home. And, he's been saying for years, even before all this happened, before I even came to Cross Christian, the Lord had been putting on his heart for a while that times were changing and that he was going to be moving away to start a new ministry, which is what's starting to happen now. With that said, Pastor Mark, he went to the Board of Trustees and he made the recommendation that I be his successor. Now, he, of course, is not the end-all be-all there. He had to go to the Board of Trustees. The Board of Trustees reviewed things. They've heard me preach. They know what I'm about and my background and everything. And so they took a vote and then approached me. And the vote was that I am to be the successor. So should I choose so, to accept that. And at this point, I have. We're still working through some things. There's still a transition period that's going on and everything. So that's what happened there. Pastor Mark, he'll still be involved just in a much different role and everything. Like a lot of senior pastors, he's not completely leaving and stepping away, but he'll still be involved. And like I said, he's a good friend of mine, so he's somebody that I lean on for various things as well. So these are all really good things. A lot is happening, for years and years now with, the mobile ministry being what it is. We've talked about trying to find a permanent location or at least a place where we could have Sunday services. Well, guess what? This is how it's going to happen. This is what the Lord's provided. So that's what we're going to start seeing. There's been talk about a permanent location. Well, this is going to be a permanent brick location, which is great. We've talked about trying to find a good way to have video as well. Well, guess what? That's also going to be coming with, you know, this transition as well. Matter of fact, there on their YouTube channel there with Cross Christian Fellowship, you can actually already see me preaching there, especially over the last month and a half or so, as prominently been myself as Pastor Mark's been away dealing with personal issues, which, you know, it's a good thing. So there's a whole lot happening behind the scenes. That's what's going on. Like I said, nothing here at the podcast is changing. You know, you guys have gotten to know me. Those of you who have listened, to the podcast for the almost 2 years that it's been going. You know, you've come to expect certain things. None of that's changing. None of that is going away. So all really good things. I'm really excited about this. I'm really pumped. You know, the Lord is opening doors for us and has brought us partnerships. Within the body of Christ, you know, that we wouldn't have expected, you know, those years ago when we first started down this path. You know, this has been a goal that we've been reaching towards in small steps, and now we've got a huge one in front of us, and I'm excited to see what comes of it. So sit back, enjoy. If you have questions, of course, don't hesitate. Shoot me an email. I do see all those. Those do come directly to me. Or if you know me on Facebook, message me. I will tell you, these days on Facebook, I'm not looking at the messages as often as I used to. I need to get better at that. Email is better, just because I do have so much going on. But please, keep those questions coming. Let me know what you're thinking of. Let me know what your concerns are. Let me know what you would like to hear me preach about, what your questions are, all that good stuff, because I'm here to serve you. And without knowing, what's going on out there, or what concerns or questions you have, or what it is that you're looking to learn more about, it's not as easy for me to be able to address everything as it should be. I feel like there's still holes out there. So definitely let me know what those holes are, so we can address them together as we continue to grow. So good times. That's all I have for you today. Another fresh episode, of course, is coming up this Friday. I hope you tune in for it. And for those of you who are here in the Albuquerque and metro area, please feel free to join us at Cross Christian Fellowship Route 66 on Sundays at 10:30. We are located right off of Central, so when you look up Cross Christian Fellowship, make sure you're looking at the right one. We are at the Route 66 location off of Central Boulevard. All right, so take care. Love you all. Remember, you are a blessing and you are loved. Now go and be the church.